The Starry Night Repertory Theater is presenting the comedy and two-person show Educating Rita this week in the Horobin Theater on Western Illinois University's campus. The show's director, Jeannie Woods, and her husband, Dan Woods, who also stars in the play, joined me in studio. Now, without giving too much away, because you would like people to attend the show, let's discuss a bit what Educating Rita is about.
No spoilers.
Right. Well, this is a play I've wanted to do for a very long time. The movie came out in 1983 with Michael Caine and Julie Walters, and a lot of people might remember that. Educating Rita is a comedy, and it's about how education enlarges our vision of the future, our perception of what we can do with our lives and who we are. And so that's a message, as a director, I really want to get out there.
And it also has to deal with a lot of self-perception issues. The part I play of the professor, well, he considers himself to be a failed poet, and he is an alcoholic. And Rita, who is young but not a traditional student, is on the opposite end of the scale. She wants to learn, and she wants to grab life by the short hairs, and she just wants to immerse herself into everything she can, but she comes from a background where that's not accepted, where people think down less of her because she wants to change her life. And so the mixture of those two personalities is really fun.
And Lily Blown, who is a WIU graduate and a veteran of sorts of the Starry Night Repertory Theater, is playing the role of Rita.
Yes, she's a 26-year-old hairdresser. The play is set in Liverpool, England. And she's really from very blue-collar background, and yet she knows there's more to life than just going to the pub and having babies. And the education actually at some point alienates her from her past before she's ready for her future. But the play takes her into where she can really call herself an educated woman, and it opens up so many new things in her life.
For those who may have seen the movie but haven't seen the play, how do the two differ?
Well, the film is very true to the play, and the play is just two characters. Of course, in the film, they take you outside the room. This all happens in the professor's office. He's a tutor, and in the English system, she's tutored until she's ready for her exams. And so it just focuses on those two characters and the issue of education, what it can do for her. The professor is actually very worried that by educating her, he's going to somehow remove the vivacity and the natural quality she has of responding to life. So it has that issue in it as well.
It sounds like it's a theme that would very much resonate with the Western Illinois University college community.
Oh, I certainly hope so. And I think it will, because it talks about not only the value of education, but how education changes you as a person. One of the things that the professor is worried about as far as Rita is concerned is what Jeannie mentioned, is that she's very brash and very fresh and very eager when she comes in and we first meet her. And he's afraid that by making her mold the education system that he teaches within, where there's a set way to answer questions and very formal way of dealing with things, that a lot of that is going to be lost. And at the same time, Rita is hoping that by him teaching her, that he will gain some of her vivacity back, because he's pretty much down in the dumps when we first meet him. He is not exactly happy with his lot in life.
He is a poet, but he's a professor of literary criticism. And I teach theater at Western as well. And it says a lot about what is tragedy and what is tragic, and how we can be critical of something in an appropriate way. So it has a lot to say about what it means to be able to make a critical assessment without criticizing.
Jeannie and Dan Woods with the Starry Night Repertory Theater are presenting the comedy Educating Rita in partnership with the Western Illinois University Department of Theater and Dance this Thursday through Saturday in the Horobin Theater. Shows start at 7:30. Tickets can be purchased at the box office or online at starrynightrep.org. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.